dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the War of Ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. Very few places are more important to understanding the future direction of the war for the free world than China. And there are a few people who understand it better, who have been writing more thoughtfully and actually, in a multimedia sense, contributing better to our understanding of what the communist Chinese are up to than our guest for this full hour, Dr. Peter Navarro, a professor at the University of California, Irvine's School of Business. He is a man who has really, as I say, made a monumental contribution to the questions of our day, not least through his brand new book, much awaited new book at that, that is Crouching Tiger, What China's Militarism Means for the World. Professor, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It is great to have you with us, and congratulations on this important, even monumental, new contribution.
Thanks so much, Frank. Thanks for the high praise. And anyone who is willing to call China communist China is a friend of mine.
Well, I think that's what they call it, isn't it?
We are reluctant to do that. It is politically incorrect to call a country what it calls itself, communist China.
Well, and it does seem to me it's one of the correctives that you're bringing to this discussion. So with that as the backdrop, let's talk a little bit about the thesis of your book, Communist China's Militarism, and indeed what it might mean for not just the world, but for us as well.
Frank, the Crouching Tiger book and film project is designed as what I call a geopolitical detective story, and it's designed to answer a very simple question: will there be war with China? And there's a lot of people in this country and inside the Beltway who think that's an absurd question on the face of it, because we engage in such robust trade with the People's Republic of China. They are, after all, our largest trading partner. But that was the same kind of thinking on the eve of World War One in 1914 when we thought that, wow, Kaiser Germany, Great Britain, trades a lot, can't possibly fight. What I wanted to do is look at the chessboard of a rising China against the backdrop of an America which has been distracted for more than 15 years now with wars in the Middle East. And behind the cloak of terrorism, Beijing has basically gone about the business of building what is one of the most well-equipped military forces in the world, and increasingly, Frank, and this is interesting, also one of the most technologically sophisticated. And the reason why the Chinese military is becoming more and more technologically sophisticated is because they steal all of our weapons systems. And you have things like the anti-ship ballistic missile, which can be launched from 1,000 miles away and hit an American aircraft carrier in the Taiwan Strait. You have, for example, a hypersonic glide vehicle. Mach 10, this thing goes at 10 times the speed of sound. It can evade missile defense systems, can wipe out the runways at Kadena, and basically ruin our air dominance in the Asian theater. So I wanted to look at China's capabilities, but I wanted to do that against the backdrop of what is an increasingly obvious expansionist agenda in Asia. We have in Eastern Europe the Russians. We have Russia going into the Crimea. We have Russia in Georgia. We have Russia in the Baltics. We have Russia running amok and basically trying to recreate in a revanchist way the old Soviet Union empire. China in Asia appears to be having the same kind of imperial hegemonic dream. I mean, and this is no secret. They tell us what they want. They tell us they want Taiwan. They tell us they want Japan's Senkaku Islands. They tell us They own 80% of the South China Sea, which is one of the most critical sea lines of communication in the world and home to a third of all global shipping. They even want and claim the hills of Arunachal Pradesh, one of the states of India, which China calls southern Tibet. So the Crouching Tiger book is designed to try to look at what China's intentions are, and it appears, if you look at them carefully, that they have expansionist and aggressive intentions. Measure what their capabilities are, how do they match up with our own and those of our allies in Asia, and then just look at the possibility for war and where the flashpoints might be, all, Frank, with the idea of figuring out how to avoid that conflict.
That's a fantastic overview. And our guest again is Dr. Peter Navarro, the author of a brand new book, Crouching Tiger, What China's Militarism Means for the World. And I want to use the remainder of our time together today to sort of drill down on a number of those points with you, Peter. But the main thing that I guess I take away from that is this whole notion which China has cultivated endlessly, in part using, I think, as you say, this idea that trading partners can't possibly ever have a conflict, or at least a military-style conflict, that the peaceful rise of China is what is in prospect here. You have essentially laid out the symptoms of what is anything but a peaceful rise, or what will in due course become very different than such a sort of pacifistic new China. Give us a flavor of what that's about. Is this simply what the Russians call maskarova, a kind of deception, something that the Chinese, of course, are quite skilled at?
Deng Xiaoping had a famous saying, Frank, hide your capabilities, bide your time. And that in and of itself tells us that China has aggressive intentions. They just picked the right opportunities. Michael Pillsbury, who I interviewed for Crouching Tiger, has a wonderful contrast between how we view history here in the West and China views history and tries to shape history. In the West, we view ourselves as the actors, and we go out and make things happen, and if we want something, we take it. China's whole notion of history is to assess the forces and then try to nudge the forces in the direction it wants. It never tries to take something overtly, but what it tries to do is view the chessboard, look at the opportunities, and then pounce. You know, in the Crouching Tiger book, T.X. Hams, National Defense University, offers a wonderful example of that with the Paracel Islands in the South China Sea. The Paracels are very important strategically, and Vietnam has the most rightful claim to these islands, but in 1974, when Nixon and Kissinger were basically selling South Vietnam down the river, essentially, in order to have a rapprochement with China so that they could deal with the Soviets, yeah, it's complicated, but the point is that when Nixon and Kissinger were selling South Vietnam down the river, the Chinese came in and took the Paracel Islands at gunpoint. That was a salami slice. And if we fast forward to, let's go to 1994, the Philippines had just asked the United States to leave Subic Bay, and we were gone. China comes in and grabs islands in the Spratlys from the Philippines, right? So in terms of their peaceful rise, I think in 2008, the Chinese made a serious miscalculation. They saw basically the financial crisis as kind of the fall of the American empire. And ever since that time, Frank, they have been much, much more assertive. They abandoned any notion of peaceful rise, And they've basically been on their aggressive revanchist horse since then.
Well, it remains to be seen whether it's a mistake or not. We'll be talking about that with Dr. Peter Navarro of the Mirage School of Business at the University of California, Irvine, the author of 10 books, including most recently Crouching Tiger, What China's Militarism Means for the World. We'll visit with him about his film projects and more right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.